A weak solidarity brickie team listener when op toss out your data, yes, 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 and yes, it stopped up big time. Opt us or opt you? No, no, all the U's, the stuffed up. Many who had not been customers for more than a decade, but no probs, because parent company Sing Tell the World Your Details said it sorry and was backing opt toss out Supremo Kelly Bayer Ross Moore in the proverbial, who said it was victim of a sophisticated attack. While the government reckoned it was lack security, but in fairness to Singtel, the World and Kelly, it must have been a sophisticated lack security, making it grossly unfair that governments are demanding that opt toss out yes pay the costs of dragging their customers and ex-customers out of the proverbial, a mere 9.8 million opt yous now exposed to potential fraud. For goodness sake, they said they were sorry. Isn't that good enough? And we can be sure they are feeling sorry for themselves. On which, that's a mere 9.8 million we suspect likely to become very quickly ex-customers. But their information will remain with opt toss out. Not that it matters, because everyone else will have it as well anyway. And imagine how many new customers will be lining up to say yes, yes, yes. Also imagine how distressed poor Kelly and poor Sing Telva must have felt when a tech journalist came up with an unthinkable blunder of monumental proportions, one that a high school student shouldn't make. If anything, a slight on high school students. For eons, the refusal of the National Honour and Glorify Train Killing Museum even to acknowledge that the first peoples of this country were slaughtered in the frontier wars has been a slight on that warmongering body, with its supremo Brendan Neil Memorial son adamant that slaughter on home soil was not real train killing, not worthy of glorifying, mainly because there was, well, nothing to glorify. And then along comes a three-part series, The True Blue Aussie Wars, and after but two episodes, the honour and glorify train killing lot suddenly see the writing on the wall and declare there will be writing on the wall as they spend millions to increase their honour and glorification of train killing. They will acknowledge the slaughter and theft, as this week's episode highlighted a young mother enjoying a walk on the beach with her daughter and a friend, shot in the back by a white settler and then, finding she hadn't died, smashed to death with an axe, the murder exonerated because to charge the settler might deter other settlers and coppers and train killers from slaughtering the indigenous defending their stolen lands. Fast forward to now, and a northern True Blue Aussie, a copper, an ex-train killer, Zachary Rolfe, who boasts how he enjoys bashing and hurting people, shoots a young Indigenous man in cold blood and then, when he is not yet dead, shoots him again, and then is exonerated by an all-white jury, showing how far we have moved on. Thankfully, we are moving on in addressing climate change, if there is such a thing, with the socialists set to introduce a safeguard mechanism aimed at curbing emissions from True Blue Aussie's 215 biggest polluters. Quite sensibly, a voluntary scheme to help us reach the 43% reduction by 2030 target. Voluntary scheme. The 215 biggest polluters must be shaking in their boots. Well, their Swiss leather shoes, but there is one problem. Cutting polluting, albeit only a little bit, will cost money. And the big polluters led by Wood Profit Site Energy have come up with a logical solution. The public purse should finance the cost of not polluting, because it's not like the big polluters have made fortunes creating the problem they're now being asked voluntarily to do a little bit about. See, cutting pollution will give overseas rivals an unfair advantage. Forget the minor fact that many of the overseas rivals are the same companies, and good news, we could all rest a little easier now. The Minister for 43% Less Pollution, Chris Bowen to Capital, has bowed to Capital and announced trade-exposed industrial firms may be offered taxpayer-funded financial support. Phew! Oh, and no need to mention, but the big polluters all say they want nothing more than to reduce their big pollution. But it's most unreasonable if we also have to pay for it. highlighting the win-win social benefits of corporate welfare and exposing the wasted squandering that money on, well, on dole budgets, for instance. And thank goodness the socialists have not responded as quickly to calls for that retrograde welfare to be increased. Although, more correctly, they did respond just as quickly, rejecting the proposal. Good to see an anti-corruption commission bill finally hitting Parliament, although disturbing that caring business class party supremo and would-be big supremo, Constable Peter Duffer, says it gets the right, you know, like balance. That's a worry. Also worried, Pete's coalition sidekick, hayseed and cheapshit party supremo David Little to be proud of, complaining that the socialists are obsessed with alleged pork barrelling by the coalition and denying, quite properly denying, there was any pork barrelling at all. As proven by the Auditor General, who looked at one community development fund, although he was a bit critical, a slight suggestion there might have been a touch of pork barrelling, but the figures don't show that. Why coalition and marginal seats picked up as little as 137 million, while Socialist Party seats copped a massive whopping 34 million? Can't spot any imbalance there. 19.8% of the grants to the socialists. What are they complaining about? It's almost 20%. David, little to be proud of, is spot on. They're obsessed. So hard to see how the Auditor General could suggest such a thing. Related matter, two retired beaks reckon all those last-minute pre-election appointments by then-Attorney General Michalia cost the workers to the Administrative Appeals Tribunal, an extension of appointments which didn't expire for eons, are probably illegal, making their decisions illegal. For instance, former caring business class party senator Karen Sinan, a real name, a non-judicial deputy president whose term at $500,000 a year was due to expire in December 2023, was extended by good old Michaela to May 2027. But poor independent Karen must have been so distressed at the publication of a picture showing her home, her very, very expensive-looking home, most definitely not in a working-class suburb, as someone had placed a huge, huge Josh Frydem Iceberg's election poster on her front fence, just to prove her independence, which obviously inspired Michaela. An ANU survey showed that political right-wingers are least likely to receive their third or fourth booster COVID vaccine. So that's promising. Also promising, our minister for going overseas all the time and being a perfectly good little prefect, Penny Left-Wing's assertion that True Blue Aussie will fight to free Professor Sean Turnell, sentenced to 3 years imprisonment in Myanmar for the heinous crime of being in the wrong place at the wrong time, will not give up until he is released. Promising. Yes, promising, because obviously Penny Left-Wing will just as vigorously argue and relentlessly pursue the release of Julian Assange by His Most Gracious Majesty's home country and our father country, the US of the UN of the US of the world, facing imprisonment for ongoing incarceration for the heinous crime of exposing US of war crimes, trained killer crimes. Interesting that. Train killer crimes in a war that was a war crime itself. War crime upon war crime. That's got to deserve 175 years in the slammer. But Penny will see justice is served. Rotting in his isolation cell, Julian must so appreciate the magnificent support he has and is receiving from the True Blue Aussie government. Making it hard to believe why all these long-haired commie, greenie, wooden worker and iron lots are carrying on, trying to disrupt that gathering of responsible merchants of death in Brisbane, the Land Forces Weapons Expo, displaying the lethal simplicity with which their merchants of death products can facilitate train-killing crimes, war crimes, the very stuff of maintaining our security against that which can't be named. Unless you're Constable Duffer, of course, who knows we must invade that which he can name, evil, evil China, guaranteed to be yet another great military success story. despite the ACTU Secretary Sally McManus telling the National Press Club it had reached a deal with the Business Profits Council over simplifying the Better Off Overall test in return for a simplified system for wage increases, the usual suspect caring employer unions, the good unions, were distressed at the threat of strike action in multi-employer bargaining rules, expressed with his renowned articulate logic by our old mate and week that was regular, Innes will cost the workers of the True Blue Aussie Industry Profits Group. Multi-employer agreement strikes will cost jobs, harm business, and disrupt the community. Make no mistake, the demand today by Sally McManus that workers need the unfettered right to strike in support of new multi-employer pay claims would take True Blue Aussie back to the industrial chaos of the past. Oh, when we hear that, we realise yet again what an evil force the unions, the bad unions, not good unions like Innes' good union, are. Forget that Sally McManus argued there would not be more industrial action. Hell, we don't want to let the facts get in the way when, finally, we face crashing back to the industrial chaos of the past. Remember that? Wharfies queuing up each day to see if they had a job when they did get a day's work that saw many of them killed and injured. Ditto construction workers forced to work in unsafe conditions with low pay, old and worn before their time. Oh yes, those unions have a lot to answer for. Evil union officials like Clary O'Shea jailed for being evil union officials. Worse, the vast majority of workers belonging to an evil union. Oh yes, Innes, we don't, the disrupted community doesn't, want a return to that chaos. Good morning.